Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Episode 48 of GDN, the podcast.
We're back, guys. We're back. I told you guys that there was going to be a second episode, and here the fuck it is. Yeah, I told you guys, we ain't letting a minimum two episodes a month slip. Not like this. Not like this. I understand the first half of May, I was busy. I was a busy man. But that ain't going to stop me, boy. That ain't going to stop me from doing what I do best, and that is creating content, motherfuckers. That is creating content. Today, for you, I am on my ones, although Dania is in the abode currently. But she's doing her hair, and I asked her, how long until you're going to be done? This bitch said 2 hours. I was like, guys, I'm trying to get this episode out today. You know what I'm saying? Trying to get it out today. So, I'll be your solo host today, but then again, you know, you see the name. You know, the three letters on the thing that you clicked on, you know, how it says GDN, like, those are my initials, do you know what I mean? So, I don't think this should come as too much of a surprise, you know what I'm saying? That's what I'm trying to say. But now, let's get into the meat and potatoes, the nitty-gritty of what I'm trying to chat to you guys about today, right? We are going to talk about how to maximize your summer, right? It's been summer for me since the fucking 5th of June. This is my birthday. Since early May, I don't know why I said June. My bad. Like, I forget my own birthday. Since the beginning of May, it's pretty much been summer because I finished uni basically a month ago. However, a lot of people have either just finished their exams or finishing soon. But summer is starting officially for most people within the next couple weeks, right? Because my younger sister, she's doing her GCSEs, and I'm pretty sure she's got like 2 weeks left. You guys are going to be enjoying life very soon, okay? That's the point I'm trying to make. So how are we going to enjoy the summer, right? In my experience of me going out so far this year, this summer has magnificent potential. Last summer was good, and I knew it was going to be good from the first like couple weeks for the first couple outings. And you don't have your biggest outings in summer in the first couple weeks of summer. That's very rarely what happens, do you know what I mean? So I think if you can gauge, you know, if you can have a good time early on, you can gauge what type of summer you're going to have. And that's definitely been the case for me. Now, you're probably thinking, how the fuck am I going to, what could I possibly say that's going to help you guys have a good summer? Because surely it's just about having fun and vibes and just doing what you want to do. And of course, it's about that. Of course. Of course. But there are some things that I do that definitely help me have a good summer that I think could help you have a good summer. And to be honest, guys, the fact that you're here means that you care about my opinion and you care about the way I do things, at least a little bit. Maybe not a lot, but at least a little bit. Do you know what I mean? So, right. First thing for me, in terms of maximizing my summer, me personally, I try to go outside at least 4 days of the week, right? So at least 4 of the 7 days in a week, I'm trying to be outside. This doesn't mean I'm going to the club 4 times a week. This doesn't mean that I'm going to like motives during the day 4 times a week. It just means that I'm going outside. I'm leaving my house 4 days a week. That also doesn't mean that me going to the corner shop counts as me going outside. Going outside is you're outside for an hour or longer, right? That could literally be a walk. It could be me going to play basketball. It could be literally anything, right? And it could be like the going to the clubs and everything. But try and go outside 4 times a week. Right. And the way I like to do it is I like to split my outings out during the week. I don't like back to back outing days. I feel like I just, you know, in past episodes, I've told you guys how I feel about being outside. But it's not winter anymore. So like my tolerance of going outside is a lot higher. Like I can actually go outside now because it's actually nice weather. Can we talk about that as well, please, guys? May is the best month of the year. But anyway, I digress. The reason why you want to go out 4 days a week, is because I feel like that's a good amount for you to feel like you're getting the most out of your summer without overblowing it. Because the people who be going out every single fucking day, come on now, rest, guys. You owe it to yourself after the long, long fucking year, yeah? The disgusting, despicable, depressing summers, winters. I'm all over the place today. I ain't even on anything. I'm just high on life right now, guys. So forgive me. But we have gone through the depressing winters that this country curses us with every single fucking year. And the reason why summer has to bang is because we have no other choice. Because if we don't make summer bang in this UK of ours, guys, we will be depressed eternally. Because outside of summer? Lord. Lord, forgive me. Forgive me because I ain't trying to be there. I'm not trying to be a part of that. But the free rest days of the week, I would say try and put them in between the days of your outings because you deserve to be inside at least sometimes. Like, for example, me, I like traveling. I can go somewhere. Like, say I'm going fucking random place. I don't know, fucking Bournemouth. So I'm going Bournemouth. I can go to Bournemouth for 3 days. If I go to Bournemouth for 3 days, I am not going out for 3 days when I come back because you need your, you also need your fucking me time. Don't forget to take care of yourself. You can, you know, you need to still be doing the things that make you happy. Still watch your TV series, you know, still play your fucking games, you know. I need my time to play Football Manager, do you know what I mean? I need my time to be able to watch my podcast that I like to watch, to be able to watch the TV shows I like to watch, even though right now I'm not really watching anything like that. And because of this huge chasm in my life, being brought about by the Celtics not playing June basketball, not getting to the NBA Finals, I'm not actually going to talk about that. Because I might cry. But it's fine. It's fine. So I'm over it, guys. I'm over it. But Demi, fuck you. But anyway. Sorry, guys. Just had to get that off. But anyway, because of the chasm brought into my life by the Celtics not playing June NBA final basketball this year, the NBA season's over for me. So that means there is actually no legitimate reason for me to actually be going to bed at 6, 7 a.m. anymore. So will my nocturnal tendencies change? Probably not. However, now I do have a lot more time that I need to fill. Do you know what I mean? Because NBA games will occupy a lot of time in my life. Because especially during the playoffs, in the last series against Miami, there was a game every 2 nights, right? Every other night, there was a fucking game. Those games are like 3 hours long. And then after the games, you watch the reactions to the games. Then before the games, you'd watch the previews to the games and just watch all the commentary and everything. So everything about the NBA season, you know, added some sort of like entertainment value to my life. Like it gave me content to consume, right? Now that's over, I need to find something to fill it. And now you're probably thinking, you know, what am I going to fill that with? Guys, I don't know yet. But this is where tip number 3 comes in. So try to go out 4 days a week. Yeah? Yeah? Make sure you remember to give yourself your me time. Tip number 3. Okay? You need to explore new things, bro. I know this shit sounds very, very corny. You probably hear it all the time. Guys, I don't care. That shit is true. Try new things, whether it's going to new restaurants, whether it's going to new areas, whether it's going to see new people. I don't know what the fuck it is, but make sure you're introducing some sort of new shit into your life because otherwise you're just living the same summer, but it's got better graphics. That's it. It's like playing the same game. You've just downloaded like a DLC that does nothing but make the game a little bit like clearer. I don't know. You're more used to it. Do you know what I mean? You're more comfortable. And yes, there's something, you know, about having being comfortable with what you're doing. But the feeling you have when you're experimenting, when you're being exposed to new shit, you find out a lot about yourself when you expose yourself to new shit, right? And the one thing, the one new that I want you guys to focus on is going to new areas. Like, it doesn't matter where you live. Me personally, I live in London. London's a fat city. There's so many fucking places to go. I don't even know like roads that are like 5 minutes away from me because I have no reason to be there. But me and my sisters, sometimes we go gallivanting into these places just for pure vibes. For pure vibes, yeah? And it's fun. You just go exploring. Obviously, try and do this during the daytime because, you know, don't go anywhere you don't know and then get kidnapped, you know, and then be like, you didn't tell me to do it. No, I didn't tell you to be stupid, okay? Be smart, stay vigilant. However, go to new places. Go try and, like, go to fucking parks you've never been to. Go to restaurants and areas you've never been to. Do you know what I mean? Try and do these things and incorporate them into a day. Do you know what I mean? Because I feel like that just adds that extra je ne sais quoi. You need some sort of refreshment in your life. And going to these places, these new places, going to see new people, meeting new people, like, it just refreshes your life. It adds another element to it because you're now experiencing things that a month ago, you weren't experiencing. 3 months ago, you weren't experiencing. You're now talking to people that 6 months ago, you never knew existed. Not even 6 months ago, maybe last week, you didn't know existed. Like me and Leela were talking about this the other day. I didn't know who Leela was until I went to uni. I had no idea she existed. And now she's like one of my closest friends. Guys, like even last summer, like I met a lot of people that now are very important to me, right? That I had no idea existed. And that's always going to happen. But you have to be able to put yourself in those situations for those things to be able to happen, right? Okay. So now we've gone through the 4 days a week of going out. We've gone through your me time. We've gone through the explore new things. Your next way to maximize your summer is to plan one-on-ones. Plan one-on-ones. Not every single outing has to be a group outing, bro. One-on-ones are my favorite thing to do in summer because it means you have more things to do. Because obviously, if you're doing group settings and every single time you go out in a group, you're seeing the same people all the time, right? I'm not saying don't go out in groups. Obviously, group settings are amazing. They're fucking incredible. And I have a group session next week. 4 day, 5 day, 3 day. I don't know how long it is. You see? But one of those ones. You know what I'm saying? The gang getting together. Tight shit. But like being able to go out and just spend time with one other person, you get to really strengthen your relationship with that person. Really, you know, get to know that person on a level that's a lot deeper than that. If you're in a group setting, people are a lot more comfortable in one-on-one situations. I mean, unless you're fucking awkward. And you have no personality, then maybe don't do this. But like, then again, if you are that type of person, if you're that way inclined, if you're that way disadvantaged, I'll say, then definitely do still do this because you need to be able to work on those skills. I mean, you need to be able to talk to people. And the way you're going to be able to do that is probably it's going to be a lot less overwhelming talking to one person than it is going out in a group and having to talk to loads of people in group settings, because there's like everyone's attention is everywhere. But when you go out with one person, that person's attention is on you, and your attention is on them. And through that, you're able to just be a lot more like the conversation is a lot more intimate. You can talk about things that you wouldn't be able to talk about. And you're actually just spending time together, being comfortable, enjoying each other in each other's presence. I think it just strengthens relationships in a way that is just majorly beneficial. One of my favorite things to do. And also, this is how you are able to go out four times a week. Because as I said, if you're going out in a group setting, if I see like the same three people all the time, I'm not going to get bored of them, but it's like they now come as a package. Do you know what I mean? You kind of like, they lose their value as individuals to you because you always see them in group settings. Do you know what I mean? So you don't see them outside of a group setting. And a lot of people are very different people when they're in a group compared to when they're by themselves because of just the pressures of just other people being there. Like they're not trying to talk too much or they're talking too much depending what type of person they are. Those type of things. That shit is important. So especially if it's somebody new as well, really get to know them, right? Know whether they're your vibe or not. And you can go out, you know, have a little picnic, go to a little restaurant, I don't know, go watch a film, whatever. If you know that this new person in your life isn't your vibe, that's how you can tell explicitly, I ain't trying to get to know this person for. They ain't trying to be, you know, a part of my life because they just don't mesh. They don't work with it. They don't work with it well, okay? And now, moving on to the next thing, okay? So, again, recap. Go out 4 days a week, okay? Have your me time, okay? Explore new things. Places, areas, restaurants, whatever. Okay? Plan one-on-ones. Invest in your fucking portable speakers, deodorants, and perfumes. Invest. Invest in your summer essentials, guys. I want to see all the men them with the bum bags. Guys, they're the highest pieces of technology that we have available to us. Everyone should have one. I don't understand why people don't have one. Yes, you might look like a road man. If it doesn't fit your aesthetic, get a tote. Or some shit like that. I don't know. I don't care. But you need some sort of bag that isn't big and bulky. You don't want to be taking out rucksacks in the summer. You don't want to, your back to be sweating. You know what I'm saying? That type of shit. Get your bum bags out and invest in your summer essentials. Your portable chargers. You don't want to be out and like, oh, we've been out for 2 hours. Now Jessica's phone's dead. Now we need to go to McDonald's and you know, levitate this phone on this wireless charger that keeps flipping the phone off every 2 seconds. So now you think it's been charging for 15 minutes when actuality it's only been charging for one and it's still on 3%. That shit is annoying as fuck. You ain't trying to be that person. Get a portable charger. Make sure it's a good one. Don't get none of these one charge chargers. I had one. That shit was, you basically, what? There's no point. No point having a one charge charger. Why? Get a big, nice, bulky, like, not actually physically bulky, but as in, like, the strength, it's got power, it's got juice, for real. Get a juicy charger, yeah? I bought one off Amazon, 20 quid. it came with chargers attached to the portable, as in the wires fold into the portable when you're not using them. So now I don't even need to take chargers when I'm outside. I just need to take my portable. It's the same size as my phone. Thickness and size. It's just the same size. That shit is beautiful. It's amazing. It's amazing. Speakers, this can range from your massive mega box. Like, you know, in summertime, you always see those people in the past with the fat stereos. Not saying you need to invest in those, but even just a nice little Umi Boom, Wonder Boom. You know what I'm saying? Those little speakers, the ones that still can give you the amp. You're trying to maximize your vibrations, you know what I'm saying? And the music will allow for that. Also, talking of music, make sure you sort out your playlist. Because, hey, guys, when you guys get into group settings in the summer, you start playing these dirty, dirty tunes. And I don't mean dirty good in this way. I don't mean dirty and good this way, okay? I mean dirty as in grotesque, as in despicable, as in why the fuck are you actually listening to that right now? In your own time, listen to that, whatever. Fuck you, I don't care less. I could not care less. But you need to be able to understand the type of people that you're going out with, their music taste, and just the vibes, okay? You can't be going to, like, some serene, nice, floral, you know, nature reserve, and now start playing drill. Not really necessary. Do you know what I mean? You need to match the vibes, match the vibrations of your surroundings, and then that's how you maximize the summer feelings. Do you know what I mean? Also, right, me and Daniel have spoken about this in the past, and I probably spoke about it by myself, and everyone's spoken about it, but it's that important. That's how everyone talks about it. If you don't fucking deodorant up, people, if you don't deodorant up, wallahi, I'll come to your house, knock on the door like this, yeah? And you see this hand, warm it up like that. Just rub it, make sure it's nice and warm, and deliver nice hot to your face, okay? I'll warm up your cheekbones with my palm, I swear to God. Because why are you smelling? Why are you smelling? There's really no excuse. There's no excuse. Only people who have excuses to smell are prepubescent teenagers who have just started smelling. But even then, parents do a better job. Do you know what I mean? But even then, that's still disgusting. But now, as grown people, we're grown people now. We're fully adults. I'm not even 18, I'm 19 anymore. Like, I'm 19, guys. Ew. Can we talk about how useless of an age 19 is? 19 is such a useless age. Like, it really just shouldn't exist. It really should just, you should be 18 for 2 years, then turn 20. There's nothing you gain from being 19. I swear to God, it's not a nice age. It looks odd as well. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. That's my agenda against the number. But anyway, just things like that. Just your summer essentials, guys. Make sure that you're just logistically equipped. Like, if you're going to be going out on picnics, buy a picnic blanket. Do you know what I mean? That type of shit. Just be smart. Don't plan things that you're not prepared for, okay? Because that's also how you have a bad summer, okay? Be ready for the things that you want to do and actually be smart enough to plan them out and be prepared for them, okay? Now, next up, I love how, like, recently we just have not been, like, cutting the podcast. Like, I haven't been doing the sections, which I can't be doing them in one take. I feel like it just adds to the authenticity of it all, you know what I mean? I say that, I start spluttering like a fucking Ford engine that was made in 1925. But anyway, on to the next one. Me, personally, I do English and creative writing at uni, right? And I am a creative person. I do my podcast. I create, okay? I create art. I create podcasts, okay? I create content, okay? If you're a creator, this could be painting, writing, music, you know, fucking, you could be an influencer. If you're any sort of creator, use your time, those three rest days in the week that I was talking about, use that time to create. Use that time wisely, because during fucking term time, you're not getting that time again. Because even if you do have spare time, now you're spending that time on assignments. Now you're spending that time on revision. Now you're spending that time on catching up with the lectures that you missed type shit. You know what I'm saying? So make sure you take advantage of the extra time that you have in summer. Of course, everything has to be balanced out. As I said, these are rest days. But as a creator, this obviously depends on what you do and how much you love what you do. Like me personally, I love what I do. But I definitely go through my phases. Like, I'll definitely go through like a 3 week period where I'm just like, nothing's come to mind. I haven't written anything in like a month. You know what I'm saying? Am I even a writer for real? And then I'll have a week where I'm just pumping out content. But if you're able to plan it out and separate it, be consistent with it. I always say consistency is better than going on these spurts. And I'm still trying to work on that myself. But Even if I haven't mastered it yet, doesn't mean you can't, okay? So try and do that. If you're a creator, fucking create. Use your time wisely. Use your time wisely. Also, I will just say this. Wake up, like waking up times in summer, you can wake up whenever the fuck you want. But going to bed, be normal. Don't be like me. Go to bed before 2. Like 2, 3 a.m. really should be your cutoff point. Like, unless you've gone out to the club and you're coming back, there really is no excuse for you to be going to bed past 3 a.m. Because I just feel like in summer, you should just enjoy the vibes that summer brings you. And the long days are one of those benefits. When you can wake up at 8 o'clock and the sun isn't setting until 10, like, that is a beautiful thing that you don't have the rest of the year. You just don't have it. So take advantage of that, man. Take advantage of that. Now, finally, this is the masterpiece that all of this has been leading up to. The final tip on how to maximize your summer, okay? Quick recap before we get into it. You got the 4 rest days a week. No, I got that wrong. You got your 4 going out days of the week. You got your 3 rest days of the week in which you take your time to have your me time, yeah? You explore your new things, right? You plan your one-on-ones, yeah? You invest in your summer equipment, your portables, your speakers, your deodorants, your perfumes, whatever. Also, yeah, about the perfumes, get a signature scent. Get a signature scent. Find a perfume that not a lot of people are wearing and make it your own. Yeah, because that shit becomes effective as fuck. People can smell you. And that is a top tier compliment. And people are like, that's just that Gideon smell. That shit just hits different than me, man. It just hits different for me, bro. But anyway, the final tip on how to maximize your summer. Yeah, the final tip. Work. Get a job. I don't care whether you think you need the finances or whether you don't. Like, just get a job. Because, right, even if you're going out 4 days a week, you're not going to be out every single hour of those 4 days, right? You're not going to be outside every single hour of those 4 days. You can work around your work schedule, okay? And this can fund your summer activities. Now, last summer, I was working 4 days a week, 4 shifts a week, and it was Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, right? So it meant a lot of my excursions were Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then on the weekend before my shifts, because my shifts used to be like starting in the evening time and then ending like late at night. It used to be like 5 to 12, 6 to 1, because I was working at like a restaurant that did dinner service like pretty much exclusively. So you can work around your work schedule. You're not going to be outside every single hour of every single day, and you still have your rest days. Try and keep your rest days free. This doesn't mean go out on the days. Like, this doesn't mean go out and then on your rest days you're now working, because then you're not resting. Do you know what I mean? So do try and go out on the days that you work, because also that gives you a nice balance in that day. Because sometimes you'll have a shift and the shift is just long. But you can be like, if you're working in a normal job and you're not finishing at 1 or 2 a.m., you can be like, oh yeah, I've got this 8-hour shift. But after, I'm seeing re-te-te to do re-te-te. Do you know what I mean? So it gives you something to look forward to. And it also gets your money up, man. Just having the feeling of getting your own money, however you do it. I mean, don't be scamming people. If you're a scammer, don't listen to this point. I ain't even trying to have you coming up in the statistics. Please, please. But anyway, like, however you make your money, the feeling of knowing that you earn your own money, you can spend money a lot more, like, guilty-free, but then also you're also more responsible with your money, knowing what it takes to work for it. Because people who their parents just, like, load up their cash, you know, onto their bank balance for the summer, those people spend their parents' money willy-nilly because they have no appreciation for the process it took to get those peas. Do you know what I mean? Like, now, like, for example, last year, when I was buying, like, my statement, like, purchases, do you know what I mean? When I was spending money for that shit hurt. Like, it hurt because I was like, damn, I worked for that shit. But it's like, nah, I earned that shit. Do you know what I mean? Like, seeing money leave your account is a pain, but, like, getting the thing, that using that money to buy the thing that you wanted and knowing that that money is yours, like, it hasn't come from someone else, you've earned that money, that shit is a beautiful feeling. And I think it just teaches a lot of good morals. Like, it just improves you as a person working in a good environment. Obviously, try and also, for the uni people, try and get a job somewhat in your space, somewhat in your industry, even if it isn't the job that you're trying to go for. Try and get experience in your industry. even if it isn't like some sort of like apprenticeship or whatever, even if it's just literally being a receptionist in that space, being in that space is going to put you above a lot of people when it comes to getting the jobs after the degrees. But anyway, that's neither here nor there, right? All of that, these are my tips and tricks to maximize your summer. And with these things, enjoy, man. Enjoy your summer. Like, I'm going to go back to what I was talking about when I was talking about how May is the best month of the year. Outside of exams, I don't have exams anymore, so this wasn't relevant for me. May has comfortably been the best month of the year for me because I did a lot of shit. I pretty much went out 4 times a week. Probably even more at some points because I was busy as fuck. Like, I'll be real. Like, I had, like, it was coming up to the end of April and I was just like, damn. I was looking at my calendar. I was like, damn, I'm fully booked in, man. I'm fully booked in this shit, bro. I was like, oh my God. I ain't gonna escape this. But staying busy allows you to kind of just, like, enjoy the moment because you're kind of just always got, you've always got something to do, right? Your mind's not moving forward, your mind's not looking back. You're kind of just in the moment because, oh, I'm doing this right now and I know I've got this coming up next, but because I've got so much coming up next, there's no point thinking about what I've got coming up next. That's at least how I look at it. So, yeah, just have a good summer, guys. This hasn't been a long pod, but then again, you got 2 pods in a week that I've, like, added up to over an hour. So you got enough GDN content from me this week. And we have kept our streak alive of putting out 2 podcasts minimum a month, okay? And in June, hopefully it will get better. Because I actually have time. I keep making promises to myself and I believe that I'm beginning to actually cash them in now, guys. So, yeah. I hope everything's going well for you guys in life. Anything for me to plug? Follow me on Instagram. GDN_1. GDN season 1. Follow me on Instagram. Don't add my Snapchat. That's just don't do that. If you want to find it, listen to the old episodes. If you really want to. But I said that for too many episodes. Too many man actually did it. And I was like, God. Wake up. And you see that red circle with the notifications on the app. Why is it in triple digits, guys? Why? Anyway. It's a blessing and a curse, guys. It's a blessing and a curse. But until next time, guys, keep being the beautiful people that you are. Keep living the beautiful lives that you live. You have amazing potential. Make sure you fucking fulfill it, because if you don't, I will be disappointed, and so will your parents. Okay? But until next time, don't die, don't commit suicide, and peace.